Hello and welcome to The Music and the Movies, a program that looks at and listens to the sweet spot where music and movies intersect. In this hour, we ponder the special alchemy that happens when sound meets image, where music lovers and cinephiles come together. We explore a different theme in each episode, arranged around an idea or a person, and we delve into why some of our favorite movie moments are also musical ones. My name is Robert Horton. I'm a movie critic and historian and a member of the National Society of Film Critics. I'll play some music and talk about it in an attempt to get to the bottom of a lifelong fascination with why film is so especially intoxicating when music is involved. And at the end of each show, I'll round things off with the trailer, a particular cut that either didn't fit into the overall flow or has some special meaning to me or just so weird it deserves its own spot. So join us, won't you, for The Music and the Movies. Today's episode, Artificial Intelligence. We're living in an age when the prospect of artificial intelligence being a bigger part of our lives is an inevitability. And an age in which the old worry about AI being possibly a little too smart and a little too free-thinking for our good is not going away at all, especially given certain well-publicized interactions involving chatbots that seem to go off the rails all too easily. Of course, movies have been predicting these problems forever, often assuming the worst about our AI friends. And today we'll talk about a few of those films and listen to a lot of pretty interesting music associated with these titles, some of which sounds like it channels the mechanized spirit of AI. Then for the trailer at the end of the show, we have a song from a musical that might qualify as an early example of artificial intelligence in pop culture. We must begin with the central figure in the saga of cinematic artificial intelligence, the HAL 9000 computer from Stanley Kubrick's classic 2001 A Space Odyssey. You will recall that HAL, dreamed up by Kubrick and his co-writer Arthur C. Clarke, is in charge of running the spaceship in the film, but gradually goes out of kilter, even turning against the astronauts on board, calmly explaining its homicide by telling one astronaut, "This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it." It's not just a brilliant portrait of a sentient machine that loses its bearings and begins to exhibit dangerous tendencies, but also a stinging commentary by Kubrick on 21st century man, because HAL becomes more sympathetic, more vulnerable, frankly more human than any of the rather robotic people we've met in the movie. This becomes especially noticeable in the scene in which Keir DeLay's astronaut, now alerted to HAL's derangement, goes to pull the plug on the computer. As its circuits are being yanked out, HAL begs the astronaut to stop and then reverts to its original moments of awareness, its birth, if you will, which in fact becomes a musical moment, suited for our purposes on this show, rendered here in the wonderfully bland voice of the actor Douglas Rain.
I am afraid. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am a HAL 9000 computer. I became operational at the HAL plant in Urbana, Illinois, on the 12th of January, 1992. My instructor was Mr. Langley, and he taught me to sing a song. If you'd like to hear it, I can sing it for you.
Yes, I'd like to hear it, Hal. Sing it for me.
It's called Daisy. 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 Give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage.
A Musical Moment, Curiously Plaintive, from 2001, A Space Odyssey, as the computer Hal, voiced by Douglas Rain, croons the gay 90s song, Daisy Bell, written by Harry Dacre. That song was apparently chosen for the film because Arthur C. Clarke had attended a computer demonstration where an IBM computer first synthesized speech, and the song Daisy Bell was used for that experiment. Stanley Kubrick remained interested in artificial intelligence and for many years worked on a project that he finally abandoned, in part because he didn't think the technology existed to create a credible humanoid AI on screen. At one point, he wanted Steven Spielberg to direct it, and after Kubrick's death in 1999, Spielberg did go on to complete AI, Artificial Intelligence, which became one of his strangest and most haunting films. We'll hear music from that one, and since this is Spielberg, you know that John Williams provided the composing duties. Here with a cue titled after one of the story's locations, Rouge City.
Thank you.
music from Steven Spielberg's film AI, which is also Stanley Kubrick's film, composed by John Williams, who captures the melancholy nature of that movie. The film is intriguing because it doesn't fantasize about how futuristic robots are going to go wrong, but about how lifelike artificial intelligence can affect humans and their responses, as well as the notion of what happens if a sentient android programmed to experience and reflect human feeling cannot rid itself of that feeling. Hey, let's make a distinction here, because not all robots are artificial intelligence and not all AI programs have a robotic aspect. I would like to think, though, that some classic movie robots had artificial intelligence, like Robbie the Robot from Forbidden Planet, for instance. That 1956 sci-fi classic, one of the most elaborate special effects props made for a movie up to that point, and a robot capable of making decisions and performing complex tasks. This gives us an excuse to remember that the soundtrack for Forbidden Planet was not music per se, but a collection of electronically generated sounds that were billed in the credits as electronic tonalities. The musicians' union in the movie business prevented the film from calling it music, actually. Created by the husband and wife team of Lewis and Bebe Baron. Here's a minute of their work, a cue titled Robbie the Cook and 60 Gallons of Booze from Forbidden Planet. That was part of the electronic tonalities from the soundtrack of Forbidden Planet, created in lieu of a musical soundtrack by Lewis and Bebe Baron, the first electronic soundtrack for a feature film. Well, remaining in the realm of vintage AI, let's talk about a movie that was kind of a sleeper in its day, very fun movie, but sadly overlooked, the 1970 release Colossus, The Forbin Project, about a massive computer designed by U.S. scientists to be so powerful it will help prevent war. And the glitch is that when our computer, which is dubbed Colossus, detects the existence of a Soviet supercomputer, the two machines start talking to each other and decide that they will be making the decisions from now on. So the movie is a true artificial intelligence nightmare, nicely executed. The music is by Michel Colombier, a French composer who did a lot of Hollywood work. And we're going to hear two pieces from this score that contrast with each other. The first is A New Language, where Colombier takes a shot at composing music that does sound sort of as though it might have been created by a computer. And then a cue called Personal Contact, more traditional romantic piece that stands in contrast with the threat from the machines. music from Colossus, the Forbin Project, an underrated film about computers outsmarting us, composed by Michel Colombier. You're listening to The Music of the Movies. I'm Robert Horton, and we are listening to movies that delve into the subject of artificial intelligence. That premise that Colossus had of computers going off and starting wars was picked up in the 1983 hit War Games. Matthew Broderick as a Seattle hacker who inadvertently starts World War III with the system that controls the USA's nuclear response. By the way, I remember walking around the UW campus one day with Matthew Broderick running up to Red Square as part of a shot for this movie. There's some fun music in this one by Arthur B. Rubinstein, including the use of electronic music as befits a computer-oriented story. This cue is called Tic-Tac-Toe. Two Cold War computers facing off there in the 1983 film War Games, with the threat of nuclear destruction hanging in the balance, and music by Arthur B. Rubinstein, who did a bunch of scores for that film's director, John Badham. As we talk about movies with sentient machines, you are probably already thinking about Blade Runner, an enormously influential sci-fi picture in which Harrison Ford's detective is charged with hunting down some humanoid robots known as replicants who have gone rogue and started making decisions for themselves, and also, poignantly, become aware of their own inevitable deaths, consciousness heretofore reserved for humankind. I think the verdict is split on the score by Vangelis, or maybe it's just me that's a little uncertain about it, but it definitely has a lot to do with the movie's mood, and we will settle in for a selection from the Blade Runner soundtrack titled Memories of Green. Thank you. That is music by Vangelis from the soundtrack to Blade Runner, certainly an unavoidable title in the cinema of artificial intelligence. That film's director, Ridley Scott, had already made the first Alien film at that point, and Alien has a notable robotic character in its ranks, one of the film's dramatic revelations. And when Ridley Scott returned to the franchise to make Prometheus in 2012, there was another well-rendered artificial character, human in appearance, and beautifully played by Michael Fassbender, whose presence really is at the center of that prequel to the Alien series. The score by Mark Streitenfeld includes this cue, named for Fassbender's mechanical but curiously empathetic character, David.
Thank you.
Music from the Alien prequel, Prometheus, composed by Mark Streitenfeld, perhaps capturing some of the bittersweet quality that attaches to some of our fictional AI characters, who may grasp what it is to be human without ever attaining that state. You're listening to the Music of the Movies. I'm Robert Horton, and we are listening to music from films about artificial intelligence. And we have heard some music that reflected the mechanical nature of AI stories, but that's not the only way to do it. And we will turn to a 2013 film from the director Spike Jonze for proof. Her is the story of a man, Joaquin Phoenix, who falls in love with his virtual assistant, an AI voiced by Scarlett Johansson. So Spike Jonze enlisted the band Arcade Fire to create the music for the film. And as you will hear, it is rather tender and warm and not at all like something a computer might have dreamed up. So composed by Arcade Fire and their collaborator Owen Pallett, here's a representative cue titled Loneliness Number 3, Night Talking. That music drawn from the film Her, composed by Arcade Fire and Owen Pallett, a movie about a man falling in love with artificial intelligence. It was made with an unusual production history, that one. Joaquin Phoenix played his on-screen role with the off-screen voice of the great actress Samantha Morton doing the AI character. Then when the director Spike Jonze put the movie together, he found that Morton's performance was not exactly what he had in mind. And so he redubbed the entire part with the voice of Scarlett Johansson. You know, that raises a question in my mind, which is, wouldn't it be interesting to see if the movie worked with a voice that was entirely generated by a computer. No. Also, the movie is called Her, and yet the voice is an it, isn't it? Or is the title telling us something about how we anthropomorphize AI? While so many of these stories look at the line between what is human and what is android, and that's true of much great science fiction writing, of course, including the works of a grandmaster like Isaac Asimov. One film adapted from Asimov's writing is Bicentennial Man, 1999 Robin Williams movie in which Williams plays a robot who yearns to be human. One of the many Pinocchio variations in this genre. Not a great film, I would say, but I found it really old-fashioned in an enjoyable way, and it's obsessed with mortality. Strange film, didn't seem to please anybody in particular, but it has a haunting quality nonetheless. The music is by James Horner, just a couple of years after he did Titanic, and he provides a melodic score with a direct emotional line, plus a little touch of science fiction, I think you'll hear, in a cue aptly titled Mechanical Love. Music from an overlooked science fiction film, Bicentennial Man, composed by James Horner, a film with Robin Williams as an android who wants to be mortal. By the way, Robin Williams does a voice character in Steven Spielberg's AI, so apparently this was a world he felt comfortable in. One of my favorite treatments of AI in recent years came in the 2014 film Ex Machina, a story about a convincing AI bot, played by Alicia Vikander, that works on the audience in a similar way as it works on its unsuspecting lead character. We're all drawn into the impression that somehow this jumble of wires and programming is human. Here's a piece of the score by Ben Salisbury and Jeff Barrow, named for the android Ava. Thank you. Some music there by Jeff Barrow. He's from the band Portishead. And Ben Salisbury from Ex Machina, the director Alex Garland's excellent study of how convincing an artificial intelligence robot could be. That is an intriguing variation on the AI idea. But the 2015 film Transcendence has barely advanced from Colossus the Forbin Project, which we mentioned earlier. It's a sort of by-the-numbers sci-fi nightmare with Johnny Depp as a dying scientist who transplants his brain into a grid, which then takes a turn for the dark side, as you knew it would. The music's by Michael Dana, the Oscar-winning composer of Life of Pi. Here he contributes a piece titled, reasonably enough, Get Off the Grid. Music from Transcendence, composed by Michael Dana, where the music is a little more interesting than the movie itself. You're listening to The Music in the Movies. I am Robert Horton. We are talking about music from films that somehow have something to do with artificial intelligence. Well, in 2021, the single-named director, Kogo Nada, brought the tender AI film After Yang, a story about a family of the future that must adjust after their loyal and beloved robotic helper goes haywire. The composer Asuka Matsumiya tried to use warm-sounding instruments to create her score, keeping the emotional nature of the story at the center rather than relying exclusively on the kinds of synthesized sounds that crop up in a lot of scores for movies about AI. The result, I think, is beguiling, as you will hear in this cue titled In the World of My Breath. Thank you. music from the film After Yang, composed by Asuka Matsumiya, a score that reminds us that stories about artificial intelligence are generally less about mechanical things and more about what it is to be human. And while that trailer fanfare means that we're nearing the end, and for this selection, we're going to reach back in film history for a song that is, after all, about an artificial man. You've heard it a million times, but maybe not connected it with AI. But it sort of fits our program here. This is The Lament of the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, If I Only Had a Heart, sung by Jack Haley, with orchestral sounds that cleverly suggest the mechanics of the character.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I could stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper, if I only had a heart.
If I Only Had a Heart, from The Wizard of Oz, written by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg, sung by Jack Haley, who plays the Tin Man in that 1939 film. That clever arrangement makes some of the music sound mechanical. That was something that impressed me as a kid, watching that movie on TV once a year. Perhaps you know the story that the role was originally cast with Buddy Ebsen, who was a very talented dancer in his day, and Ebsen began shooting the film but had a very serious allergic reaction to the aluminum paint used for the silver makeup, and had to drop out of the movie, thus allowing Jack Haley to become one of our first mechanical men. Well, that is our reckoning with artificial intelligence in film music, a roster that will only get longer once our mechanized overlords take over the movie-making process and start composing their own soundtracks. Until then, we're going to go out with some music from Hans Zimmer from the 2015 film Chappie, a weird little number about an AI who is kidnapped and reprogrammed and gets into various kinds of mischief. Fittingly, this music cue is called firmware update, which I guess we're all due for. I'm Robert Horton, and I thank you for listening to The Music and the Movies.